Hashtag bugs happen. Bugs happen. Finding, fixing, and releasing those fixes often starts by looking not at code, but at the logs the code generates. As Apex developers, I'm sure you're familiar with system.debug, but this isn't optimal for a number of reasons. In November, Chris Peterson and I added a logging framework to Apex Recipes. Let's look at how it works and why. Missed the live sessions? That's okay, you can view them on demand here. Code Live, log you some events for great good part 1 and part 2. Why platform events? System.debug is fine, but it can be hard to wade through the system logs to identify errors, not to mention you need to have debug logs turned on for the user ahead of time. Instead of just dropping debug information to the logs, developers often create a log object and write log records. Unfortunately, if your code encounters an uncaught exception, all DML is rolled back, including your log record. This is, of course, maddening for logging where you want to escape from the transactional boundary. Recently, platform events got a quiet upgrade. Now you can publish a platform event immediately without it counting as DML, at least for the sake of making subsequent callouts. And there was much rejoicing. This means your event publication will not be rolled back, should your code encounter an uncaught exception. This change prompted Chris and I to ponder. Could we build a logging framework using this? TL, Doctor, yes. Yes, we can. Hold up, let's overthink this. Every framework should be backed by a solid architecture. Chris and I wanted this to be a solid, extensible framework for logging. What we ended up with is a collection of three classes and a platform event trigger. A dependency diagram of the logging framework's classes and trigger. Developers interact with the log class, which has only a handful of methods. It's a great example of the singleton pattern in action, and since Apex doesn't share statics across requests, many of the normal evils of singletons don't apply. Developers call log.get, which returns the singleton log object. After that, you can call one of the add or publish methods. These methods have several overloads, allowing developers to add log items, strings, exceptions, to the buffer or publish the buffer. Greater than quiddity is a new system level enum that identifies the specific nature of this Apex transactions request. For instance, quiddity will tell you that this Apex was run in a synchronous test environment or at the request of an LWC component. Learn more here. Each item in the buffer is a log message instance. This class allows us to enrich the logs with diagnostics like quiddity and request it at every log message without additional developer interaction. It also features a curious method that returns an S object, but constructs a log underscore E object. Our log class publish methods all publish a generic list of S objects. This is an extensibility trick. In the future, you might extend your org to not only have log underscore E objects but also communities underscore log underscore E objects. Because events are downcastable to S objects, the publish method can publish events of both types in one call. Our platform event trigger uses the standard Apex Recipes trigger handler, which means our logic actually lives in the log trigger handler. For the purposes of demonstration, the trigger simply stores the logs in a custom object. Ideally, you'd store these in a big object or otherwise collate and/or visualize the data. Enums without classes? Eagle-eyed observers of the dependency diagram above may be wondering about that log severity class. Turns out, it's not actually a class, but an independent enum. When Chris first proposed this, I was unaware that it was possible. But here's the entirety of the code. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. I wanted to draw your attention to this, because it addresses the number one pain point I have with enums, having to preface their use with their enclosing class name. By placing the enum outside of a class, you no longer need to fully qualify their use. Let's compare the use of log severity to another enum from Apex Recipes, CRUD type. If you look at the can_the_user_test class, you'll see that when we utilize the CRUD type enum, we have to preface it with the class name that encloses the enum. For instance, you have to call can_the_user.crud_type.create. In contrast, we can access and use log severity enum values just by calling log severity.debug. Example logging flow. All this is wonderful in theory, but what does using this logging framework actually look like? Let's look at a couple of use cases to illustrate its flexibility. First up, hello world. Log.get. Publish Hello World. This is as simple as it gets. Because we use the singleton pattern for the log class, we can chain our get call with a publish call. The result is a single line of code resulting in an immediate event publication. That's great, especially for a try/catch situation, but if you want to log a number of things throughout the course of your code, then this example makes more sense. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. In this example, there are several things we want to log. Rather than immediately publishing the log buffer like we did in the first example, here we call the add method. At the end of our example method, we call publish to emit all the log messages in the buffer. Additionally, we call the publish override method with an exception object if we catch a Daml exception. This ensures that our exception is added to the buffer and the entire buffer is published before we move on. What's next? Logging is an important debugging tool. Ensuring you always end up with logs even when there's an uncaught exception is key to identifying and fixing bugs quickly. There's more to the design and build of this logging framework, and you can watch the two sessions online here, Code Live, Log You Some Events for Great Good Part 1 and Part 2. Check out Apex Recipes here to see and adopt this framework for your own org. About the author. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example.